dog bite. I thought there would be warning signs, like the hiss from my cat or the whine of a hinge. I thought that moving furniture was a good way to be useful, to belong. I even thought that choices all belong to me, including the one we never talk about, who gets to die, who lives forever. I didn't think a small white dog could catch me unaware, and yet the real surprise was that when his furious teeth found my hand, he would not let go, and my own barnacled hold on that great red chair did nothing to dissuade him. That's what I'll remember most. Though his teeth sank to the knuckle, though the pain grew wild as fire, though my free hand waited in the wings to hide and thus diminish the results. It's none of those I'll be taking to the future, just that sturdy bond between us as he bit and held, when letting go no longer was an option.